This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. You've likely seen them, Christmas light displays that really stand out. Such is the case at a home here in Atlanta, just behind Piedmont Park on Monroe Drive. If you were here right now, you'd see all kinds of Christmas lights in the yard, including four street lamp-sized candy canes, a row of oversized Christmas bulbs, about 10 waist-high gleaming white plastic snowmen under a canvas of Christmas lights, and lording over it all, a giant, evil snowman.
The regular snowman seemed a little bit boring. I did have a large Santa up for a little while.
The creator of all this is Paul Medlock.
I put all my little snowman into the cage that I've got here, and then made him the evil warden, and then turned it into Guantanamo Snow Bay.
Medlock started in 1992 with about 300 lights. Today, there are nearly 35,000.
It started off having the niece and nephew over on the weekend after Thanksgiving. And they seemed to, I'd work them from 7 a.m. till late at night, and they were exhausted and they would pass out and they'd whine the whole time. And then they'd write me letters about how much fun that was and how, they're looking forward to it next. That was always a wonderful, wonderful time.
Today, other family members have joined in, and so setting up the lights only takes a few hours. The real work goes into programming them to music, which he channels into a low-power FM transmitter so that people in passing cars can tune in and enjoy.
All right, so I've got a small radio here, and I've got the 1-watt radio station. So this comes from my computer, feeds the transmitter. The computer also feeds the 5 controllers in the front. Everything is choreographed, so it's all lit and stays on beat and controls the 100 circuits or so, all in time with the music.
And it's not just Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, it's several other non-traditional holiday songs too. But the music can only be heard with a radio. Outside his home, all you can hear is the sound of cars passing.
This one is Elvez singing Little Drummer Boy. Elvez is one of my favorite performers. He used to come by here with Christmas trees.
And sure enough, from that little transmitter in his home, different sequences of lights flash on and off, all choreographed now to this modern version of the Little Drummer Boy.
Do people ever think you're nuts?
No, everybody that stops by seems to be very, very positive. I was actually backing out of the yard in the middle of summer, and a nice lady with a kid in tow and a baby stroller said, "Is this the house with all the lights?" And I said, "Yeah, this is the house." She started digging in her purse and saying, "Hey, well, let me give you something to take care of all of this." And, no, thank you very much. Appreciate it, but no need. So everyone's been very, very positive.
One of those neighbors who just happens by is 17-year-old Charlie Denton. He lives just around the corner and has never met his neighbor until we call him over.
Not formally, yeah. Charlie.
Do you remember the first year that you saw the display?
I think so, yeah. Because, at first, my family was just driving by, about to get a Christmas tree, at the middle school, and we saw this huge light display, and we said, this is incredible.
And so tell us about experiencing the light show with the soundtrack.
It definitely adds, the main element to it, because, the lights, it would just seem that they're going randomly without the music, but when you turn on the music, you can tell this is very well choreographed. It's amazing, really.
Amazing is one way to put it. A large evil snowman, choreographed music, supportive neighbors, and even the occasional passerby that stops to take a photo. It's a labor of love that will no doubt continue for years to come.
Do you think about this all year long?
I want to say no, but yeah, I kind of do when I'm flipping through. when I'm listening to a song, it's like, yeah, this would be really, really good.
These Christmas lights and soundtracks are really a visual experience more than anything. We posted some photos and video links to Paul Medlock's Christmas light display on our website, wabe.org/citycafe. Oh, and a word about his power bell. He told me that since the lights never stay on but only pulse on and off, his electric bill only goes up by about $75 each December.